My name's Drunkle Dan, and I am the Drunken Book Nerd. My name's Drunkle Dan, and thank you for joining me on this, the very first episode and the very first author spotlight on this brand new podcast, The Drunken Book Nerd. Now, the first book I'm going to be doing is a great book called The Scattered and the Dead, but before we dive into that that lovely tome, I thought we'd have a bit of a look at the authors, Tim McBain and L.T. Vargas. Now, these guys have been on the scene since about 2012, and are in fact Amazon.com bestsellers. So because they're not, you know, one of the more major mainstream authors, you know, think you're Tom Clancy's or all the ilk, I thought I would get a hold of them and ask them some questions and sort of give my lovely listeners some insight into just who they are and what they are about. So I've asked them a series of questions, but they've been very, very kind enough to respond back. So I'm gonna get through this as best as I can. I'm still trying to nail down the format of these episodes, as you can probably tell. So bear with me, and I promise you it will be worth it in the end. So Tim started writing in the first grade, saying that people made a big deal out of the things he wrote, and it just continued through school. His fourth grade teacher told his mum that he'd be the next Stephen King. So that's how long Tim's been writing. As far as LT goes, she had this to say: fiction intimidated her for a long time. Lex always wished that the English class she took in school had focused more on creative writing. She knew how to write a paper. It's easy to follow the rules and report facts. But fiction seems like this scary unknown. Even after she'd finished a short story for a college English class and her teacher really liked it, she felt that people would read what she wrote and didn't know that she actually didn't know what she was doing. It was years before she reckoned she realised that fiction really is just telling a story. It's not any more complicated than that. Now, these two, as well as being life mates, as you were, they're also writing partners as well. So I had to ask them, you know, how did they both get into writing together? So originally they started writing a script together. They actually wrote two. So that was the start of their collaborative process. It just sort of seemed kind of fun, they both say. And, you know, Tim for his part, seems to think that after working on writing for a number of years and piling up a bunch of rejections, he jokingly reckoned it might be a good thing to share his misery with another dope. And that's sort of, you know, after that is when they found out about self-publishing, which is something that is really interesting with you know, the scope that Amazon and Barnes & Noble and things like this have really sort of created, you know, with the rise of the e-book, so to speak. You know, we're finding a lot of really, really great authors that may or may not have gotten a shot through more conventional publishing fucking means. So I asked them how does writing with a partner change their own process? Now, LT says it forces her to finish what she starts. Before this, she did a lot of noodling around with different ideas. She'd start writing something on a whim, and that might get her about 10,000 words in. But once that initial inspiration faded, she'd lose interest. LT reckons that Tim helps her focus and develop that initial nugget into the full story. He doesn't really think of himself as an outliner, she goes, but LT seems to think it's because he's so good at it that he can have it all in his head at once. He doesn't necessarily write it down, but there's still an outline there. They always talk about it in terms of being holistic. He has no problem seeing the big picture all at once. Now, Tim, for his own part, likes being able to force someone to read the things after he writes them. She has to, he goes, because she's my writing partner. One of the weirdest things about writing is that you don't really get to share the experience with anyone, which is a really big attraction to Tim. He goes, you write a story and later people read it. By the time readers give Tim the feedback, it sort of feels over for him already. He's usually on to the next project by then. With a partner, though, the whole process is more exciting to him because you're sharing it with someone that cares just as much about it. it becomes a source of inspiration, which is, you know, really fucking good to hear. And it's, I can't imagine, you know, it's a real sign of a committed relationship when, you know, you can do that with your partner. So as far as their idea creation sort of process goes, Tim says they usually, that one of them has a kernel of idea and then they talk about it and it starts to expand. Sometimes one of them will write an opening scene and leave it for a while. They like to let their ideas ferment a bit. So, you know, by the time it starts writing, it's got a nice little tang to it. One thing you notice about Tim is he's got a wicked fucking sense of humour, both in his writing style and I think in real life. LT says, we walk around in circles a lot. Not figuratively, we actually pace around the house, from the kitchen to the living room and back, brainstorming story ideas. I think the actual motion helps somehow. It's sort of something that helps force the wheels in your head to turn just a little faster. Now, I asked them, because they are sort of predominantly electronic publishing and they're all in the self-publishing and being Amazon sort of bestsellers, I had to ask them how they found the emergence of ebooks and services like Amazon changing the book industry, and more to the point, how hard is it for a first-time author or a lesser-known author to get their work published? Now, LT says, as far as traditional publishing goes, she thinks it's still pretty difficult to get published. We get a lot of agents, a lot of agents to read their first book, casting shadows everywhere, and most of the feedback was positive, but there were still no takers. Part of the problem was that in traditional publishing, an agent not only has to like your book, they have to think they can sell it to a publisher. And likewise for the publisher. They have to like it, but they also have to see it as something they can sell to the masses. So they tend not to take risks when it comes to books that are good, but outside their comfort zone. Tim's opinion on the matter is that the industry is completely different than it was 10 years ago. Recently, indie authors passed traditionally published authors in terms of Kindle royalties. That's a pretty massive shift. Indie authors blaze many trails that traditional publishers have only just now started to copy, which is something that you can see more and more. And you don't have to be sort of right into the publishing world or the author world, so to speak, to really start seeing this upswing in the popularity of indie authors, because there are some fucking amazing authors out there that would never really get a shot under the old regime. So I asked them, I said, your books are a great blend of surreal dark introspection mixed with a crazy dry humour at times. Is it hard to put yourselves in the mindscape of some of the more disturbed characters? Is it not difficult to make the mistake of not turning them into, you know, these overly arch Dr. Evil type characters? LT says she thinks it might be harder for them to write a Dr. Evil type than not. So much of their writing comes from trying to understand where a character might be coming from. As difficult and disturbing as it may be, they try to empathise with all their characters. Empathise might not be quite the right word, she goes on to say, because it implies some amount of warmth. Hypothetically, she put to me, let's say you have a character that's an abusive husband. It's not enough for them to say, he beats his wife because he's a jerk. That's too simple. Why is he a jerk? We want an explanation, and I don't mean his personal history. What she means is she wants, what drives him to this behaviour? It's probably about control. He doesn't just get mad and strike out. Lots of people get pissed off and don't wall off and hit a fucker. But once you break it down to something as simple as control, which is something that we all struggle with to varying degrees, it's suddenly becoming a lot easier to make sense of the behaviour. He's still a jerk, but he's hopefully a believable jerk. Tim, for his part, gets frustrated that so many stories are boiled down to good and evil. It doesn't interest him, and he doesn't see the world that way. Tim believes that human psychology is much more complex and interesting than that. All behaviour is human behaviour. You just can't pass some things off as being evil. To Tim, it's much more terrifying and fascinating. What people call evil is in some way part of all of them. Which is, you know, really, really deep. Now, I asked them about their first book, Casting Shadows Everywhere, which I will probably end up getting around to doing a review because it is a really good book. And part of the great thing about these guys is I'll admit, I'm a bit biased here. I've jumped on board from the very first book, and I've just watching these guys grow has just been absolutely amazing to see. So Casting Shadows Everywhere was their first published book. And I asked them whether it was the first book they tried to publish and if they could go into that process a little. Now, Tim said that in the fall of 2012, they sent about 200 query letters to agents for Casting Shadows Everywhere. About 10 or 15 of them requested to read the manuscript. About 10 of those 10 or 15 gave positive feedback but felt it was too dark. One called and left a message. They were all very encouraging, but they politely request that we fuck off. So we gave up. About 8 months later, they heard about self-publishing and figured, fuck, what do they have to lose? The rest, as they say, is history. Now, As far as what's on the horizon for Tim McBain and LT Vargas, after the March 31st release of the Scattered and the Dead book one, they have another Scattered and Dead book and the final in their Awake in the Dark series coming up next. They're not quite sure which will be out first, but they will both be out by the end of this summer or winter if you live in the southern climes. They also have a standalone novel that's sort of half ghost story, half mystery that'll probably be ready for fall or, once again, spring if you live down here underneath the equator, which I cannot fucking wait for. So thank you once again for joining me on this very first hesitant sort of step towards down a new fucking journey. I am The Drunkle Dan. You can find me on all social medias at The Drunkle Dan. I have a Patreon account just to help. You know, you don't have to. That's fine. It's all about the freedom, but that little bit extra jingle will help me with things like, you know, getting more books and hopefully traveling to get some more authors and getting some authors on the actual podcast. But until then, this has been The Drunken Book Nerd. Go find a book. Put that TV remote down. Shut that laptop down. Put the phone away. And just enjoy the written word for what it is. Join me in 2 weeks as we talk about the Scattered and the Dead book one by the authors Tim McBain and LT Vargas. Until next time, I'm Drunkle Dan. This has been The Drunken Book Nerd. Get out there and love them books. Catch you later. This has been a production by RVRB. You can find us on rvrsrmedia.com or find the website for this podcast at thedrunkenbeersman.com and look for the Drunken Book Nerd tab.